Tramping the Milford Track and Feeling Very Scottish. Tramping the Milford Track and Feeling Very Scottish. The Milford Track, marked in black and normally accessed via a boat service on Lake Teanao, at Bottom, runs up the Clinton River, through the McKinnon Pass and down the Arthur River to Milford Sound / Piapiotahi, with a side trip to Sutherland Falls. Background map lens via ANSI Topo Map, 2021. CC by SA 4.0. I did the Milford Track a few years ago with the Wakatita Tramping Club, after the close of the Great Walk season, October to April, during which the tracks are busy and hut bookings are required. The first month after the close of the season is when a lot of locals do the walks, because there's still coal and wood left in the huts. We stayed at a motor camp in Teanao and had to catch a boat the next morning at Teanao Downs, about a 45-minute drive from the town. Teanao was a very interesting place, with only 2,000 permanent residents. Nestled on the eastern shores of Lake Teanao, the township of Teanao is a very popular tourist destination because of its proximity to Milford Sound, the Kepler Track, and other spectacular walks. However, it does have a shoulder season, a period before the high numbers of travelers start to come in, when the town is quieter. The town has a wonderful movie theater called the Fiordland Cinema, which was especially constructed for the locally filmed movie Atafenua Shadowland, its title reflecting the Maori name for the region. The boat ride from Teanao Downs was a lot of fun and the scenery around Lake Teanao looked incredible from out in the water. We landed at Glade Wharf after about an hour on the boat, and strolled along river flats to Clinton Hut, 5 kilometers from the wharf. This part of the journey passed quickly. All walkers on the track spend their first night at Clinton Hut. From Clinton Hut, we tramped onto Mintaro Hut on Lake Mintaro, past the more glamorous but expensive Pampelona Lodge and a number of shelters, a walk that took us around 6 hours. That was where we spent our second night. The track got steeper the next day, as we climbed towards the beautiful McKinnon Pass, the highest point on the track. McKinnon Pass bears the name of the Scottish explorer Quintin McKinnon, whose first and last names have both been written down in various ways. Like much of the South Island, the pass has a real Scottish Highlands feel to it as well. It put me in touch with my father's side roots for a moment, even if his native town of Dundee is on the other side of the world. I loved the pass, even though it was cloudy, the view of the entire mountain range was really impressive. Then, we tramped downhill to Dumpling Hut, past the Quinton Lodge and an airstrip. A hike which was, in total, 6 or 7 hours from Mintaro Hut. We all wanted to see Sutherland Falls, named after another Scotsman, but found them to be taped off with a safety warning advising that the track to the falls